audit is to get George in before the labor management board, get a report from him, and have him think for a couple, 3 days. And see after I do whatever I do with the myself. On California, my plan is not to leave on Friday, which you make a plan Friday,
you don't have a guy going off on their own. You still got a pressure. President.
Mrs. Brockman.
Yes.
I see her comments, true.
Oh.
He's got a hearing, too.
Are you reading what you're hearing on there?
He reads on the surface, yes.
He like it.
What we can do there.
Instead of being a strong right arm.
That meeting, that general meeting, he's just a bad loser.
Well, that's a misperception of his role, which is a.
We try to.
He's got to be part of the decision-making apparatus and help you avoid the errors of your ways rather than thinking that he's got to be a part of your dissemination. Apparatus that we don't. What he needs to be told, and it won't do any good now, I don't think anyway, is that nobody gives a shit what his opinion is. That all they want is for him to get off his ass and sell whatever someone else has decided, that more, the people more able than he are making the decisions.
People with responsibility are making the vice presidents do not make decisions. They support the decisions of the president.
Period. Not only do vice presidents not make decisions, vice presidents don't participate in decisions. And that's the problem we have, correct? Is that he's been led to believe by your kindness and the kowtowing that we've done to him, because we, I mean, in spite of all the shit that we get about the arrogant, domineering White House staff, I mean,
that's right. Now,
we overdo it. I run over to that guy's office. I sit on the phone waiting for 10 minutes, you know, for him to come on. And I call him Mr. Vice President. And I stand when he approaches the vicinity and you know, go through all this crap. Now, that, you know, Sherman Adams didn't treat you that way.
He was all right.
On a formal basis, yeah. But
oh, he never, there was never a Mr. Vice President.
He called you different.
That's right, sure.
And he called you up and said, I need to talk to you. And you said, fine, I'll be down at 3.
That's right.
And you came. Did you get a versus?
And I was expecting it.
Well, I'm not so sure we're right in our, in the way we're going at it. I mean, I guess I think it's a little ludicrous. Your 56 was 17 years ago.
Jesus, was it really?
Yeah. 17 years ago, so I was 29 years old when I first met you and was working in the campaign. You were Vice President of the United States. As a young kid, I called you Dick, not Mr. Vice President.
Sure.
Private conversation.
Sure.
Public would always, of course, Mr. Vice President. And now here I am, practically the same age as this guy, in a senior position in government. I can't call him Ted. And that's a little absurd. Not just makes me nervous, but because it puts him in a position he doesn't belong in.
I don't have any raises because I think now is a good time for you and her to grapple with this thing. And I must say that looking at the attendance thing, maybe the answer is to just give the job to her, leave attendance where it is. But Erdogan must realize that by God, he's got the responsibility.
We were talking after this meeting here. He said maybe I didn't hit hard enough, that the president should not have called those people into his office after the meeting. He said there is a plan set up, and it is set up for them to get guidance the other way. Now, maybe it doesn't always work as well as it should, but it should not work by them coming in here. And, you know, that's one thing. Bill is never, if you say come in here, Bill is never going to say, no, Mr. President, we're taking him over there. Where John would. If John had been there, he would have been, he would have called me and he would have said, well, we're going to be meeting over here. And we'll take care of it. But
I suppose today I knew that John would not raise any of the questions that I knew they had to have answers to. I knew that Watergate's going to be on their mind. I knew that IDT was. I raised those questions and told them the line. You understand?
Yep.
That's the kind of thing that I think has to be done in the morning so that the guys know there is a benefit statement. Kind of things we get from things. Because you see what I mean? That?
Sure.
And I don't much enjoy it, frankly. But if somebody else does it, Troy Gunther,
it's got to be done. You can't just sit back and say,
you can't expect it. You can't, and John can't delegate this and say, well, today heard science in a program. Heard science can't program anybody. Or today, Roy Ash can't. Rob Ash can start. Or George Schultz can't. Not worth it. This is basically, this programming, I think it can only be done by the people that I go around, you know what I mean? Who's got enough of the juggler instinct and also enough of the understanding. But I think what he would have to do would be to sit down in the morning. That's what I mean. Every day, I think what is needed, Bob, is a PR meeting, not a government meeting on the substance, whether or not we.
Bob, so that the group, the substance group meets. The problem is we have this super group that was supposed to be for immigrants, and then Charles Ash, you know, and we're playing this game of the five principal assistant presidents, just kind of bullshit, too.
It's bullshit.
And I think we ought to toss early, I mean, Ash and Charles,
yeah,
back to the substance meeting where they belong.
That's right.
With COVID.
That's right.
And let them work on that. And John and I should sit down with the guys that we got to get the actual thing across and go that. We need John there because we need, I can't do that.
But we can do that. But you're not going to be all the time.
See, that's right.
The point is you need John there. You've got to be there for, you know, you can look at all our quite a different things.
Different.
You know what I mean? That's what you need. I don't know whether they're, I mean, I hope Burley is as good as everybody tells me he is. And he may be. But you got to say that they're John. That's about it. Maybe more.
No, not in that, no.
Or
especially bring more in.
Yeah. Some people doctor.
Well, that's right.
Right. Well, look around. Whatever you find, you've got to be a fast moving group. You've got to hold this group.
And you have a fast.
That's right. And more is not a fast moving. I found it. I thought it was the demons. And I understand it because
he's damn good. But he's you've got to deal with him.
Maybe that's where they go, but I think
and that's one thing, and this is where we miss Chapin. Chapin was awful good at getting the stuff out of the people like the Moores and the Tex McCrarys. Was you know where it just wastes a hell of a lot of time.
He talked to
them. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can Parker do it, or who's...
Yeah, Parker can't, and he's learning. He isn't as good as Dwight, partly because he has...
You know, he's very good as Dwight, and then through the battles, knew what we were trying to do. Parker and somebody like... Parker had to help. And Buchanan do that sort of thing.
Yeah, and he does.
Buchanan's pretty good.
He used Buchanan, absolutely.
And, I would think Erg and all that bunch over there, some of those guys could do it. There may be good listeners if you haven't even covered them.
Yeah.
You need a PR group. Well, look, you know the easiest thing to do? Believe the easiest thing, even though it takes a lot of work. The easiest thing to do is to write the news on. Give it a TV tweet as to what the problem areas are.
Sure.
That's the easiest thing. Everybody loves to do it. The hardest thing to do is to read the news summary and say, well, under these problem areas, on what the hell are we going to do on our side? That's why usually Republicans lose elections. Now, the point is that the point is that here we got a situation where, as I say, that comes in the problem areas. And Bob, with all the difference, 90% of the time, you just beat the obvious over there. You've got a real problem, a terrible problem. You've got a Watergate problem. These areas are going to be terrible. We're going to have this problem. Or maybe the shield, or maybe this thing is going to be the food crisis. Or we've got to watch out about the need of Vietnam. We've got to go out of the crisis.
Everybody knows
all those things.
Of course,
What should we concentrate on? And you see, Ziegler has to spend all of his time. Frankly, when I prepare for press conference, I usually prepare myself really to answer all the negative questions. And I get prepared so that I don't get anywhere. But what I add to that reading book and what I add to each conference doesn't come out of that. It should. If what I add to it is my own feeling as to a line or two. Maybe a phrase, or maybe a direction, which they always suggest. You know, now you get this contention that this is a place where Sapphire Kennison always bombs up, and his lines are useless. I mean, situation, we don't have that positive guy, I guess, who can take it. But hell, I do that. That's my problem. But I'm just thinking of Ziegler. When he goes out every day, Ziegler should make one of our points. Our points. Earlier, when he goes up to make one of our points. I think John will, but I think we could always just be thinking in those terms now. Here are all the dirty questions I'm going to ask. The whole their game really is to keep us on the defensive, and it's commenting on their questions, playing in their end of the field. Our game is to comment on our questions. I think John, as he moves around, as he gets more dependent upon the other, will realize, frankly, the uselessness, the uselessness of seeing the high school kids find one and the intellectuals impressed. Although he's got to deal with this because he likes to relax. But the other thing he's going to see that it isn't a proper good use of his time to spend any time on substance. If somebody else spends time on substance, even though they won't look quite as well, cold, anything you can do on substance, push it down to the others. And frankly, if cold can do something, give Ash a lot of responsibility. Ash has got goddamn good judgment. Yeah. And he'll follow through. He'll do it damn well. Which you can raise to John if you would the idea. Why not have a little captain to the counselors? You might just say, why not? John's answer would be, well, gee, it's a good session. A couple of weeks ago, last week, we didn't guess a lot of shit. They sat around and talked, everybody enjoyed it, and so forth. Nothing happens. It's good. It's good. People need to. But the question is, whether we can use that same presidential, if you get people, to stir them up, why not stir up more? Have more of them have a feeling. Having said that, I prefer the small ones. Well, that's the problem. We may have one. Savior John was very quick to say we should bother the captain. He was totally right. He said, "Sure, we'll be ready to read him." And now, everybody's true.
Oh, you'll be right.
Why would
it? Yeah.
Let's travel on
track, yeah.
But the point is that we might have the captain in the public. We may know.
Say,
Sam's got to watch that too, to say, well, maybe all the businessmen say Bay Street's gone to hell.
We'll see. You businessmen are
invariably wrong.
Or is it Spencer?
They have the right answer.
They have the right answer, but if they certainly said phase two,
they're going to be just the businessman. What they want now, what they want, which we've got to realize, is something that's pretty goddamn cheap, which should chips. They don't want like you. They want us to buy the four.
They want you to say,
they do not want profit control.
That's right.
They want you to put a flat 5.5 on wages,
period.
So they don't have to negotiate anymore.
Exactly right.
That's what they're bitching about. They're not bitching about all this. All that's a bunch of bullshit.
And streamline stuff bids if you tell them.
Exactly. Right. That's why I'm just loving those
other
stuff.
Right.
And that's why I'm loving the other thing. We're going to do smaller. Every time we can stick to the business community, we're going to do it. And if it doesn't really hurt the child, son. That's why I'm the environment. Not for Brooklyn's house, school. It's a goddamn hog wild on us. Those restrictions that we, if the auto company is going to go broke, they don't go broke, but they're going to have a hell of a time. Don't you agree?
Sure.
It's that both the environment restriction and the safety restriction are ridiculous anyway. They're putting stuff on that doesn't help.
I agree.
In the long haul, they're right on the environment thing. You've got to get cars down to where they are moving because you can't let things get like they are in LA everywhere. You know what it is about safety and so forth. Now, safety, this whole thing, a lot of it is obligated. It's a horrible thing, but they should get the goddamn out of the building. The main point is, we have to realize too, is that, it's this, is it too read when you get to read the con stuff, and a lot of other stuff is true. It's this paranoid attitude on the part of the media and the intellectuals to say that everything is going to hell.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting out here, sir. Whenever
are you coming back?
You're ready to take more, sir, also.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, John Austin. Well, he let me know what I brought before I brought the piece of food. I'm not going to sit in it.
We did the best we could under the time and with the
power.
And we can solve a couple of the eight paragraphs here, I think there are about three that are troublesome. I don't know if you can agree on how far we can go. For example, may as well come to that segregation question that Ron raised. Member.
That during the course of the interview, when he interviewed Liddy, that they discussed Liddy establishing an intelligence operation for the re-election committee. General
state rather than your question.
I disagree with what I see.
Rather than discussing recruiters testifying this, I can't recall the conversation. Never did we just say the general thing. We never had a discussion and had to do with the general.
But very possible it did come up. That's the reason.
Well, they put it more general.
Yeah, right. I understand.
See what I mean? The more general, the better.
gray area. They could use that area as irrelevancy in the gray area. They seem to have zoomed in on these as the relevant questions.
That's legal. They'll still ask the questions of the press, you know, edits of the headlines. But this comes back to the point of how much we, and this, my job for this, by this week, before the end of the week, to see how far we go if we start back that chain of questions about it.
Yeah.
Side
issue going between the courts and the county.
It should be done. What do you think about that? Well, you just read what...
It just never has been ripe, and no one's really put it together. Well, we've got a bad judge now. I have to get out of Sirica's hands to do it. There's no way Sirica would do it. Then it seems to me we've got to get the ACLU filing in there and demanding that their rules be accepted. Try to some way get court jurisdiction on that. We'd tie this committee up. We need just a barrage against the committee, its fairness, its decency. We need people attacking whether this is the best thing for the institution of government, for them to start throwing stones in a glass house.
Storage stones on campaign practices, not just water.
That's right.
That's what we're concerned about. Think about them, how they're over themselves. The gold water, we're going to make that speech, or are you going to get enough stuff?
The stuff was not that good. The speech draft is to be completed this afternoon. I just talked to Rudy about it. He said, however, though, he thinks that there's enough there for gold water to go, and he's planning for the next Thursday. But I'd rather use gold water on this other thing first, if we can put it together.
What do you need as a base for making this? Just,
I think just a leak in a column that the investigators aren't in all that kind of order, and they may be walking into a bear trap sort of thing. Like, we know something down here.
If they say no, we just keep hopping
on it. That's right. Just keep pounding on it, and it'll get to the public after a while that these fellows are not willing to go to the same test that they're putting others.
That's it.
I'll be glad to testify. He goes up there.
say you brought it to my house.
Mr. Prater, we're getting asked that question.
Well, yeah, sure. Since yes, I did. No, I don't see you can't touch it. The place to do it is to take it to the committee. It's up to the chairman of the committee. Question period.
If you are again, would be a natural thing for him to come to the president's council as the presidential nomination to tell him what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And you send him up to the, you should go tell him to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Or, say, the only place you can go is the committee. You know, we don't send him, but
why was it better for him to come early? I think you, sir, you should go to line for
our, I think.
A sky reporter, John Earlman. He saw this thing and advised me to say it up here. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't appear as a dean, it's like the committee.
I'm the present dean, but yeah.
See what I mean?
That's a good.
Mm-hmm. I think that that might be.
Seymour's.
I've been just curious. They haven't been.
Why did I make all this? This hiring
her now.
Yeah, there's always the possibility that as a result of the Senate's meeting today, and I don't have any report or feedback from their morning session, might
too late to do this today.
Go ahead. I think so too. They might well themselves reach the decision to send questions down to me. I would doubt it though, however, because that sets a precedent they don't want to get involved in.
This, yeah.
So the other thing is we're in the posture, we've stood ready to answer any questions they want to ask.
Right.
They've asked none. They're not concerned about the facts. They'd rather have a sideshow.
Right.
Gurney, incidentally, was on television this morning on Today's Show debating Tunney on executive privilege. He did a spectacularly good job. He was just superb. He had all it sounded like you speaking at your press conference. The way he described what the president was doing was not executive privilege, it's the preservation of the exercise of his responsibility to preserve separation of powers. He said that these people are cooperating down there, and don't forget it, they have offered to give the information, but people don't want the information. They want the issue. It might be, that's a really very open sign that Gurney wants to help in every way he can.
And he's risking his political career.
That's right.
But he may be risking the right way to
we would,
Florida. That may be the right thing. The point is, though, that you intend to do nothing at this point, as I said, going through this.
I'd like to go back through and see if we can answer every question that Ziegler raises.
That would be the next exercise, right?
And yeah, if we can, then we'll just go with it. If there's reservation that it's going to raise more questions than it'll solve, then I'd say that we. Ziegler just keeps saying that we've offered to cooperate any way we can. They've not asked for anything from us.
How would you mean? Well, let's suppose that we acknowledge that, which we have not, that John Dean did meet Mrs. Segretti in Miami. Briefly on the sidewalk, wasn't it?
They're in front of Doral.
Yeah. Now that's a headline. Dean met Segretti. And the follow up question, which we've talked about now, if we put this answer in and don't acknowledge it to talk to him, that's all that would come out at some point.
I'll put it in now.
Yes, but I mean, you're aware that that's going to be a big, major headline, I think. Bit by bit, it's coming, you know, I can see it now. Came out about Kalmbach, now it turns out that Dean was in touch with Segretti.
So what's your point, though?
That, yes, that we recognize that this is a war, we're going to have to take some heat on this one, but I think it's better to get it out now than to get caught holding it back.
My point is, doesn't get stretched and caught holding it back. That's why it's going to come out.
That's what I meant.
I mean, who's going to break down? They are or we are?
I mean,
the only other thing, we do it willingly or unwillingly.
I'd rather do it willingly, that's my point. I'd rather have us at this point where we can.
Yeah.
Give out material which we're going to have to give out anyway.
That'd be
right. Volunteer it rather than
have it. They know.
Yeah, they don't know that. There's no way they'd know that.
That's new.
That'd be a totally new. It'd open up a whole new channel. But the one thing we are not doing right now, and I think that we should be doing, is getting the counterattack going against them.
Could
and then maybe assess whether we should be volunteering information. Maybe we ought to change the tone of this thing a little bit. Get a Sullivan out. By God, there is a week or two of headlines. Get a Goldwater out demanding that these people that are investigating themselves. And let him bang it every single day.
You know, to get it quite the counterattack. It's true. I think basically the Sullivan is going to be used. You don't think he's delayed getting this?
No, promise. No, I think he's.
You get that stuff to me today.
I will do that, sir.
What time do you have?
If he's back in the office today, I'll tell him I have to have it 7 noon. As soon as I get out of here, I'll call him.
The Senate doesn't act today. It doesn't appear that they're going to send out questions.
Then we're in good shape.
We don't have to rush this out today or
no,
tomorrow.
No. And then you're going to ask Gurney's nomination either. They're not going to send them, are they?
I don't think so.
Well, that's the other one. My reason I thought you had to have a rush is that they're going to act.
I thought they might too. Now, maybe one individual senator may well ask me questions. I don't know.
Looking at this, if we accept her early, do you think we should keep it on?
one more judgment. I don't know whether she'll be involved or not. I think Ziegler's the one who has a feel for exactly. And he did. He rattled off 5 bucks that he would get in the briefing. And
sure.
Well, he can duck them then in the press and a couple of the senators.
I'd be as full as possible, guys. Lick it out. There it is.
Back and just brainstorm this, the 8 points. right now to see how much we can expand it to be as complete as we can without creating more questions.
What Ron's other points are, right?
And see if anyone can pick any more holes in it. And when we get to the point that people can't pick holes in it, it's right to release.
Yeah. Now, how would you release it if you write a piece?
I would think so.
I think that's the best thing.
Yeah. I might in the interim, I get questions from a Matthias or somebody like that, and then we can just...
I've never done that with Matthias. Never.
Matthias may have
the lesson. I don't care how Matthias says it.
Earlier than sending the CD. Would you agree to get it?
We brought it to Earth.
That you know, sir.
Yes,
parting remark yesterday that gave you the thought about the FBI when you said, it's too bad we can't use the FBI. I got to think last night, but we probably can. Why can't we? Can't we?